Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will.
Hi, this is Evangelist Ben, and I'm getting back with you today a word of encouragement. Today I'm talking about injustice, and before I get into that, let me open up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let it benefit those that need the word today, and for those that are still going through what they're going through, from state to state, from country to country, from one protest to another protest. We hope that God will put his hands on everything, and God knows what is best. I pray that there is an answer soon and a solution. I pray for those that are sick and shut in. I pray for those that are facing hard times during this pandemic. And I pray that we all stay strong and keep our faith in all matters through the pandemic and through the protesting. I pray that God keeps all our head level. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, what the Bible says about injustice? The Bible says a lot on the subject injustice. We know that God is in favor of justice. We know that he is against injustice, even in the most basic term. You know, in Proverbs, it's mentioned the Lord detests different ways, and dishonest scales do not please him. Justice is foundational to God's throne, and God does not approve of partiality. Whether we are talking about a weighed scale or an unjust legal system, there are many other verses in both Old and New Testament that gives us an idea of God's distaste for injustice. In 2 Chronicles 19:7, it says, "Now then, let the fear of the Lord upon you. Be careful what you do, for there is no injustice with the Lord our God, or partiality, or taking bribes." In Job 6:29, it reads, "Please turn, let no injustice be done. Turn now. My vindication is at stake." Isaiah lived in a time when Judah was struggling under the weight of injustice. Justice is driven back and righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets. Honesty cannot enter. Truth is nowhere to be found, and whoever shuns evil becomes a prey. The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice. Isaiah 59:14-15 says, "Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumble in the public squares, and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him that much." In the book of James, we see more deeply into the heart of God regarding injustice. God is not petty or obsessive. He does not value justice simply for the sake of having orderliness. There are deeper issues at stake. In James 2, we see a discussion about partiality. James speaks to a group of believers who have been judging the people in their gathering according to their social status. In the human heart, injustice is a sign of partiality, judgmentism, and a lack of love. When we strive to be righteous by our own human measurements, we invariably forget God's measurement, perfection. Anything less than perfection is to God a scale out of balance. Amen. Every human is, because of the fall, unjust. We do a lot of incongruent things. We make mistakes. We blow hot and cold. We do and say things that are totally contradictory. As James said, we all stumble in many ways. Injustice permeates our lives as we judge unfairly and hold others to a different standard than we are willing to abide by ourselves. The only way to truly escape injustice is to first accept that God is perfectly just and humans are inherently unjust, less than perfect, than to accept God's righteousness. Only when we are no longer concerned with making ourselves righteous can we trust the one who justifies the ungodly. Then, as God's children, we can see clearly to combat the injustice around us with a merciful attitude. In Malachi 6:8, he has told you, oh man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to do love kindness and to walk humbly with God. James 1:27, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Jesus is totally just. There is no injustice in him at all because of his perfection. Jesus can provide true justice. In fact, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son. We look forward to the time when righteousness and justice will be the order of the day, and injustice will be banished forever. Of the greatness of his government, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen. Again, I am Evangelist Faith, word of encouragement for today. And it's Wednesday, and it's June the 3rd, 2020. God bless you. If you heard the word, if it has given you strength, hope, wisdom, amen, amen. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Keep on building your faith. Keep trusting in God. Do not put your trust in man, because man will fail you every time. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful day. I will bring you another word for tomorrow. God bless you and I love you. Amen.